This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 487 and three quarters, up 1.5. July corn, 492 and three quarters, up 1.75. September corn, 490, up 1.25. May soybeans, 1431 and a quarter, up 13. July soybeans, 1410 and three quarters, up 15. August soybeans, 1359, up 10 and three quarters. May wheat, 715 and three quarters, up 23 and a quarter. July wheat, 717, up 21.5. September wheat, 723 and three quarters, up 21. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Wednesday afternoon. Tight old crop supplies of soybeans continued their bullish advance upward. Wheat moved higher on dry conditions in the plains and political tensions in the Ukraine. Corn stayed positive with problems in the Ukraine and good ethanol demand. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 448 to 473. Soybean bids were 13 to 17 cents higher at 1358 to 1401. In the central part of the state, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent higher at 453 to 477. Soybean bids were 13 cents higher at 417 to 1436. In southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 cents higher at 463 to 496. Soybean bids were 2 cents higher at 1413 to 1443. Wheat bids were 23 cents higher at 698 to 738. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 8 to 17 cents higher at 1435 to 1461. The basis was mixed at 4 to 30 over the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 482 to 512 per ton, and that was $1.20 to 620 higher, with the basis steady to 5 lower at 20 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 2 cents higher at 476 to 491, with the basis steady at 12 under to 3 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 478 to 484, with the basis 4 to 5 lower at 4 to 10 under the May. Soybeans ended 13 to 23 cents higher at 1411 to 1441, with the basis steady to 10 higher, 20 under to 10 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 21 to 22 cents higher at 686 to 692, with the basis steady to 1 lower at 25 to 31 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 505 to 506. These elevators raised their soybean prices 13 to 15 cents, with quotations of 1439 to 1459. Soft wheat closed 22 to 23 cents higher at 750 to 756, and Milo ended the day mixed at 508 to 513. On to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 448 to 464, soybeans 1136 to 1176. In the central part of the state, corn was 449 to 467, and soybeans were 1156 to 1176. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 451 to 469, soybeans 1159 to 1191, and soft wheat 677 to $7. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle 146.12, up 42 cents. June live cattle, 138.27, down 7 cents. August live cattle, 135.35, down 5 cents. March feeder cattle, 174.40, up 27 cents. April feeder cattle, 176.65, down 25 cents. May feeder cattle, 178.57, up 25 cents. April lean hogs, 124.15, up 92 cents. May lean hogs, 126.90, up 10 cents. June lean hogs, 132.25, down 75 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 19th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.82 higher in the range of $112.50 to $122, with a weighted average carcass price of $115.26. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 68 to 74, 4 to 5 weights 72 to 79, 5 to 550 weights 76 to 80, and 550 and up 77 to 82. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $79 up to $86. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,421. Now from the United Producers weekly livestock auction, they had receipts of 474 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 146.50 to 155. Select and choice were 136.50 to 142.75. Choice Holstein steers were 136.25 to 139.25. Select and choice Holstein steers were 131 to 134. And choice heifers were 148 to 153.75. Choice 3 and 4 heifers were 145. And select and choice heifers were 142.75 to 145. On to the slaughter cows. They had some premiums, bring $1.25. Boners were 88 to 98, and leans were 78.50 to 88.50. Now on to the Fairview livestock auction. They had receipts of 263 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148.25 to 154. Select and choice 144.25. Select steers were 138 to 147, and choice slaughter heifers were 146 to 155.25. Select heifers were 140.25 to 144.50. Now on to the walnut livestock auction. They had a special feeder calf sale, starting with the feeder steers, large ones and twos. Four weights were 205 to 220. Five weights were 200 to 224. Six weights were $199.50 to $200.50, and seven weights were 176 to 182.25. Holstein steers, large threes, they had some three weights, bring 192.50, and some four weights at 152.50 to 157.50. Feeder heifers, large ones and twos, three weights were 202.50, four weights were 197.50 to 207.50. Five weights were 192 to 200, and six weights were 186.50 to 192.50, and some seven weights at 168. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 400 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 130.63. That was 27 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $243.37, that was 71 cents lower, with select carcasses at $236.30, that was 92 cents lower. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000 That compared to 115,000 last week, 120,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 416,000, which compared to 416,000 last week and 427,000 a year ago. Now from the United Producers Weekly Hay Auction, they had receipts of 293 bales, alfalfa, good quality, small squares, $5 a bale, orchard grass, good quality, $3.75 to $4.50, and mixed grass, good quality, small squares, were $2 to $3.30 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.77. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.83. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.68. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.74. March and April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.28. March and April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.17. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.20. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.77, corn at Scottville is $4.68, beans at Greenfield are $14.28, beans at Scottville are $14.17, and wheat at Scottville is $7.20. The PED virus has spread fast and reached many farms, including many Illinois hog farms. This is made clear by the drastic gains made in hog futures markets, which, as market analyst for Water Street Solutions Arlen Suderman observes, are still rising.
They really are. It's amazing what we're seeing. Unfortunately, it's because of very sad developments as the PED virus continues to make itself known. And we're seeing the reduction in market hog supplies much quicker than what USDA data would suggest, suggesting losses are much more significant than what USDA has indicated in the past. The cash index is at record high, $112.53. That's still about $10, $11 below where the futures market is trading, but the futures market is an anticipatory market. It does give it some room to collapse lower in a correction, but no one wants to be the first to sell when the cash market's pushing it higher. It's amazing that we've seen the cash index go up every day for 39 days, trading days. That's nearly 8 weeks now, with gains during that period of time of $32.62, and it's being supported by positive cash margins that are a product of record high product prices.
So if PEDV has not made it to your hog farm yet, that's really good news.
Absolutely, because the mortality rate is nearly 100% for pigs under 5 weeks, and is really devastating and difficult for operations to be able to weather through. It is a disease where USDA continues to report more positive tests every week, as it continues to spread in the United States and now Canada as well.
Now, with PEDV, is there concern that in the course of this virus we're going to see farms shut down and potentially slaughterhouses for hogs too?
Well, that's a question that I've been asked, and yes, I do believe we will see farms shut down. As to the question on slaughterhouses, I believe that they will do everything they can to try to hold down. We have actually seen beef packing houses close down as the cow herd has dropped to more than six-decade lows, because it takes a long time for the beef herd to try to repopulate and rebuild. That's not the case with the pork industry. And so packing houses know that once this disease is brought under control, the industry as a whole can start healing and rebuilding the herd much quicker than what beef is. So they don't want to lose that trained labor force. They want to be able to keep it, so many of them are simply scaling back, working 4 days a week instead of five, and doing what they can to keep the plants going so that they can go back quickly to full force once the hog herd is able to rebuild.
Seems like a good plan.
Well, absolutely, and the other thing that the industry is doing is we're looking at basically near record supplies of pork in the freezer right now. The packers have been taking advantage of record to near record carcass weights in the months past to be able to store some of that pork away, knowing that this hole in supplies is coming. and they want to make sure they have enough supply ready for the barbecue season this spring and summer. So they've been storing, taking advantage of positive cash margins to really stick that pork in the freezer and help them weather the storm, so to speak, and not lose that consumer business to poultry. So then they have to win it back. And I think that's smart planning on the part of the industry.
Right. I'd imagine that with low beef numbers and low hog numbers, the poultry industry is looking pretty good right about now.
Well, they really are. The pork industry was hoping to be able to take advantage of small beef numbers to really grab market share. And then the PED virus comes along and really pulls the rug out from under their plans to be able to do that. And you're exactly right. The poultry industry is smiling in this opportunity they have to be able to capture that business. And ironically, as we go over to East Asia, it's the poultry industry that's struggling there too from bird flu, which is dramatically reducing numbers of birds in China. We don't have any hard numbers from China, of course, but South Korea has culled more than 10 million birds trying to get control of the disease. So that also improves demand and from that part of the world for U.S. poultry. So poultry industry is in good position right now.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. On March 18th, Brian Young and six of his students from Lincolnwood High School participated in the Illini Lincoln Land Use Council 9 Envirothon held at Lake Springfield. The Envirothon, sponsored by local soil and water conservation districts, is a competition where teams of five students hear presentations from experts and take tests on five different environmental categories. One alternate student also attended and participated with alternates from other schools. The categories were aquatics, soils, forestry, wildlife, and current issues. The Lancers, making their first trip to the event, did very well, taking first place in wildlife and current issues, tying for first in soils, and then earning first place overall were students Kara Steerin, Drew Bales, Ryan Bruntgen, Kate Hobson, Alicia Benning, and Devin Smith, alternate. They are now making plans to attend the state competition in Monticello on April 30th through May 1st. Congratulations to them, and we wish them good luck at state. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.